It's Monday, February 3rd, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Suspected Islamist militants from the Allied Democratic Forces hacked to death 36 people, including an Anglican pastor, in overnight attacks on villages in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Africa, reports the Christian Post. Launched in the mid-1990s by Ugandan Muslim rebels forced out of Uganda, the Allied Democratic Forces has become the conflict-stricken Democratic Republic of Congo's most active and violent rebel group over the past 2 years. Pastor Gilbert Kambale, president of the Beni City Civil Society Organization, urged the international community to pray to God for deliverance, saying, quote, "Even as the night is long, day will surely dawn," end quote. According to International Christian Concern, Burkina Faso, West Africa, is a growing concern for Christians, with a large increase of attacks in 2019 and now 2020. The attacks are not just directed at Christians, but Christians are included in the attacks by Islamic militants. Just recently, Muslim radicals killed 10 people in an attack on a market. Over 500,000 people have been driven from their homes by the attacks. The Worldview spoke to Nathan Johnson, their Africa director, about the effects of these attacks on Christians.
The current population in Burkina Faso is about 20% Christian, maybe, with the other 80% being Muslim. So it does affect more than just the Christian population, but the attacks typically target two or three different groups, one being government officials or military targets, two being populated centers such as hotels or marketplaces or shops, things like that. And then the third is specific attacks on Christians. Last year, there were at least 5 or 6 incidences where Christians were specifically targeted.
Pray that God would empower the Christians in Burkina Faso, Africa, with boldness, faith, and courage as they continue to follow Jesus and seek protection from evildoers. Psalm 37, verses 1 through 2 says, "Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." On Friday, the United States declared a public health emergency and took drastic steps to significantly restrict entry into the country because of a new virus that hit China and has spread to other nations, reports the Associated Press. President Donald Trump has signed an order that will temporarily bar foreign nationals, other than immediate family of U.S. citizens and permanent residents, who have traveled to China within the last 14 days. The new restrictions, which took effect at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday, were announced by Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, who is coordinating the U.S. response. In a 51-49 vote on Friday, the U.S. Senate narrowly rejected motions to call new witnesses in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial, paving the way for a final vote to acquit the president this week and shutting down a weeks-long Democratic effort to secure new witness testimony, reports Politico.com. Republican Senators Lamar Alexander of Tennessee and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, who were not convinced that Trump's behavior rose to an impeachable offense, voted against new witnesses. Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Susan Collins of Maine were the only Republicans to vote with all Democrat senators in favor of witnesses. Matt Schlapp, the chairman of the American Conservative Union, tweeted Friday evening that Romney's decision squashed any chance of him attending the Conservative Political Action Conference held February 26th through 29th in National Harbor, Maryland. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina predicted President Trump's bipartisan acquittal before tomorrow night's State of the Union address.
"We're not blocking anybody's witnesses. We're just not going to legitimize the House choosing not to call a witness, dump it in our lap, and put us in a spot where if you called a witness, you'd be dealing the courts out of judicial review of impeachment. I'm increasingly optimistic that Republicans will move to a final verdict before Tuesday. The president will be acquitted in a bipartisan manner."
The Texas mother who intended to transition her 7-year-old son James into a girl named Luna has lost again in court, reports LifeSite News. Last Wednesday, Dallas Judge Mary Brown ruled against the request of Ann Georgoulis, who asked the court to revert to an October jury ruling that might have yielded her receiving sole conservatorship of her son James Younger, a 7-year-old boy the mother says is a transgender girl named Luna, and his twin brother Jude. The case garnered international media attention in October after a jury awarded Georgoulis sole conservatorship in an 11-1 decision, allowing her to continue transitioning James into Luna. The father, Jeffrey Younger, has maintained that James shows, quote, no signs of wanting to be a girl when given the choice, end quote. Amid massive public outcry, Judge Kim Cooks overruled the October 21st jury verdict and ruled that conservatorship would be 50-50, shared between Georgoulis and Jeffrey Younger, who has been resisting the transitioning of his son. The Younger case has prompted several state legislators to call for the banning of puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and transgender surgeries on minors. Last Wednesday, the South Dakota House passed a ban on such practices in a 46-23 vote, the first legislative body in the nation to do so. And finally, Bible teacher and best-selling author Sheila Walsh believes that prayer is the, quote, single most underused weapon in the church, end quote, reports the Christian Post. She said, quote, I kept recalling the words of Corrie ten Boom, is prayer your steering wheel or your spare tire? In other words, is it what guides my life or is it a last resort? I am convinced there's nothing the enemy would love more than for us to stop praying, end quote. Walsh knew she was not alone in her struggle. She spent 2 years researching what God says about prayer, looking at how the early church fathers viewed prayer, and even penned a survey asking women what they thought about prayer. The results, she said, were astounding. It's all documented in her new book, Praying Women, How to Pray When You Don't Know What to Say. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 11 says, look to the Lord and His strength. Always seek His face. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, February 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.